after just over 2 years of war on Gaza and over 65,000 deaths, Israel has approved a ceasefire and hostage release plan. The ceasefire will come into effect early tomorrow. Remaining hostages, alive and dead, are expected to be released by Hamas early next week. Hundreds of Palestinians will be released from Israeli jails. What happens next remains unclear. There's widespread international praise for US President Donald Trump for his part in the ceasefire deal, celebration and relief in Israel and Gaza. Let's hear from there first. Mahmoud Rostan, a student and a citizen journalist, recorded this for the BBC with fighter jets overhead.
And as you can hear right now, the F-16 is near to the ground. I can see it right now. Wow. Hope to not hear that voice again ever after that time. I don't have any words to describe what I feel right now, because I have been waiting for this moment as a Gazan patiently for a month.
Mahmoud Rostam. Salah Bell is an 18-year-old woman living in Gaza.
You can't even imagine how delighted we are. But for me, I'm trying just to accept this thing. I'm trying, you know what I'm thinking about? I'm thinking about what if these negotiations will be collapsed as they did in the first one, in the first year. What if this thing will happen? It will devastate everything, because really we need a solution that lasts for the rest of our lives. People are very delighted, but we're still too frightened just to go to our homes. We don't know if my home was totally or partly destroyed, but really this thing will be harder than any time, because I don't even now have a home to live with my family. I don't know if you're hearing my background, but the sound of the bombing now is not too violent. I don't even hear the sound of the drones. I have the right now just to at least live one day without hearing anything or just remembering everything about this war. And I hope that when I'm going to sleep, I really don't want to hear anything about the missiles, the sound of the artillery shelling, the sound of the drones. I need to heal, and I need just to get over it, and I need really to get rid of every bad memories I've lived because of this war, because really we want peace, and this is the only chance now.
Salah Bell in Gaza. Let's go to Jerusalem, where Adam Parsons, Sky News Middle East correspondent, joins us from now. Adam, thanks for taking our call again. Several news agencies reporting this morning that Israeli military attacks have continued in Gaza overnight, including airstrikes in Han Yunus, a helicopter attack east of Gaza City, and more deaths in the hours after Israel's government ratified the first phase of its ceasefire deal with Hamas. It's not over yet.
No, and there's always, I think, these things happen in the grey area between a ceasefire being agreed and it coming into effect. The Israeli military have always said that ultimately if they feel that they're coming under attack, then they will respond. But I think the bigger picture is probably not these incidents, grim as they are, and I know there was one yesterday where it appears that a lot of people died. But if you to your clip there of that young woman, Salah Bell, talking about the hope and the optimism that she feels and the escape from the sound of bombs and warfare. I think that is something that's being reflected across Gaza, is delight tempered with realism, this hope that a ceasefire does endure and that 2 years of misery with. You know, more than 3% of the population of Gaza have been killed by Israeli military action, that it can endure. And I think that's a hope that is shared, obviously, most profoundly in Gaza, but then it's also shared across a region that is so weary of the war, and by many people here in Israel who want this war to come to an end, who want to get back to real life, who want to have their youngsters back. You know, it's a conscription country, so a lot of these soldiers sign because simply that is their duty to the state of Israel. a lot of these soldiers don't frankly really want to be in Gaza anymore. They think it's an operation too far. So on a political front, today's a curious day, really, Gavin, because the ceasefire was agreed in the early hours. And the message I got was timed at 1:42 a.m. To say that it had been ratified by the government. And then today is a slightly grey area of the ceasefire coming to effect and the Israeli military withdrawing back to their positions as agreed. And then Hamas starting to get together the hostages for the handover on Monday or Tuesday. The Israelis will be getting together the Palestinian prisoners, and it's expected that Donald Trump will be coming to Jerusalem, where I am now, to be part of the whether you call it a celebration or a commemoration. There's also, by the way, will be further political fallout. Two members of Netanyahu's cabinet, Itamar Ben-Gvir and Bezalel Smotrich, who are very well known for their extreme opinions, have voted against this deal. So there is always that lingering threat that his coalition government could collapse.
And alongside that hope of Salah Bel, also her scepticism, because this isn't the first ceasefire deal. Why is there more optimism that this will end differently to all the others, Adam?
Yeah, this is, what is this, ceasefire number three. And the other two didn't endure that long. The optimism is driven by Donald Trump. I don't think there's any doubt about that. This, frankly, isn't that different a deal to the ones that Joe Biden put forward. But it's driven by the sheer momentum, to be blunt, of Donald Trump's optimism, his force of personality, in a way, that kind of diplomatic belligerence that he has brought to it. And I think that's this maybe is the moment for that, because the Arab nations appear to have allied in behind him, signed up to the fact that they want a deal as well. The deadlines, which always to me felt completely artificial, but everyone seems to just agree to them as being a thing. And I think by common consent, Donald Trump is going to get a huge amount of credit for this.
Adam Parsons, Sky News Middle East correspondent, thank you very much for speaking with us. More on Gaza later in the programme, almost 7:20.